A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. But his servants came near and said to him, My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And so we find, although it's not the end of the story, but it is now the miracle that Naaman needed. It was God's working, God's grace, which could not be bought, though he had made the wrong presumption. Naaman and his king had sent huge amounts of finance and sent them hoping that he could buy this gift of healing from the king of Israel. But then Elisha, strangely enough, didn't even come out to greet him when finally Naaman lands up outside his door with his huge entourage of chariots. He simply sends a humble servant to give the message to go down to the Jordan, dip himself 7 times, and he would be healed. Naaman almost missed out completely on God's working. His pride got in the way. How human Naaman is, and how we see ourselves in Naaman. Yes, even though we might have grown up in a Christian context, we might be believers. But don't you see yourself sometimes in the way that Naaman thinks? He says, surely, in verse 11, surely Elisha should have come out to me and waved his hand and cured me of leprosy. You see, we often also try to box God, put him in a category of how we think he ought to work. But instead, there was the simple command, and Naaman, technically he was correct. He said, the waters, the rivers in our country are far cleaner. Why should I go down in the river Jordan? Now he had some good servants, perhaps like this little Israelite girl, and they said to him in a very humble way, My father, is it a great thing? Is it a difficult thing that you've been asked to do simply to go down? In other words, they were saying, we've come all this way. We've been via the king of Syria. We have letters of recommendation. We've traveled so far. We've got so many riches. And yet you are asked to do such a small thing. Can't you do it? And in this humble way, they appealed also to his logic. And somehow God's logic began to dawn on Naaman, and it says he was obedient. He went down and he was totally healed. His flesh, it says, was like that of a little child. Isn't it marvelous when God steps in and works in his way?